The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, y'all. This is House Guest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode, we have my friend and TikTok star, Amanda DeWitt. She is so fabulous. Like, she has some of the best TikTok vlogs. She has the best style. She's so classy, but she's so fun. And she's like very, very down to earth, but just such a cool girl. She's got great content right now. And most recently, she has been posting about getting engaged and like knowing the timeline and stuff. So I thought it'd be really fun to have her come on and share how she basically like handcrafted the perfect engagement. Like, she doesn't actually know when or how she is getting engaged, but you guys will hear all these things. And I honestly think the way she's doing it is going to change the masses. I think that so many of y'all are going to end up doing this because it's so genius. We're talking wedding stuff. We're talking bachelorette culture. We're talking engagement season. It's just a really fun episode. As always, y'all can watch on YouTube. We are a podcast, a vlogcast, if you will. Every week we are posting to the YouTube channel. So be sure to go subscribe over there. And without further ado, let's welcome Amanda on to the show.
I'm so glad that you are here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. To, you know, as one would say, to the naked eye, one might think that I'm just wearing a normal outfit, as Macy would say. But if you know, I'm actually dressed as Amanda today. I'm dressed very classy. I'm wearing navy and I'm wearing ballet flats. I feel very like Amanda.
Wait, I just love that this is what you think of as an Amanda outfit, because it really is my perfect outfit. Like, it's my go-to uniform and I think it's so cute.
No, she walked in, she's like, oh my God, cute outfit. I was like, I dressed as you. She's like, it's so cute.
I'm so flattered. I love it. I want to buy this cardigan.
No, it's amazing. Comments?
Okay, yeah. I just looked on their website for the first time, like maybe a week ago. So cute.
Yeah.
No idea why I didn't know that existed. And everything's like so affordable.
Yeah.
I know, I want to order these. And they come in all these colors. I'm like obsessed with them.
I'm getting some DMs asking if they're a scam company. And I'm like, you know, if they were, I was going to get scammed. So I have literally no idea. Like, no clue.
Their website like kind of gives scam. I have to agree. Like, I don't know what's going on there, but it is a little glitchy.
I was going to stop nowhere to get this sweater though. Like, it was going to happen regardless. It could have been the sketchiest sign in the world. Like, I was still getting it, you know?
Yeah. You were on a mission.
Yeah. Something about you that I feel like is just important to like share, because this is also Amanda's first podcast. But she is a TikTok star, a TikTok sensation, if you will. She's the best vlogs. You come across like you're just very fabulous and like well-dressed always. And like, not like proper, but just very like fabulous is like the only way I would describe it. But you're actually like, I guess you can't really show it in TikToks. Like, you're very funny and you're actually like very laid back. Like, that's what I was so surprised about. Like, not that I don't know what I thought you would be, but like, you're just like so funny and very chill.
That's so nice.
Do you feel that way about yourself?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know. Hopefully maybe this podcast will shed some light on my personality, maybe because we'll get to talk for an extended period of time. I feel like I definitely like try to have a classy style, if you will, but I never want that to like translate too much into my personality. Like, I want to be, I don't know, like nobody wants someone who has like a stick up their butt or something.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Don't have
like,
that at all.
I definitely like am very, you know, I have had my crazy years. I can be laid back. I like to have a good time. I like to have a drink. Like, yeah. I'm not like a stiff personality or anything like that.
Like, we went to the ranch a couple of months ago and we were in the outhouse together and you were like, I don't care. Like, I'll do anything. And I was like, okay, good. Like, so it's like, guys, there's actually not running plumbing on or running water on this ranch property. So it's the outhouse we got.
Oh yeah. Like, I'll go camping. Like, I did do a 9-day camping trip on the Colorado River once upon a time. Yep. That happened. Like,
how was that?
I like to, oh, I was like 13 years old, maybe.
Okay,
but like, I went to camp growing up. Like, I'm a big, I don't know. Like, I love the outdoors, surprisingly. Like, I love to hike, love to ski, love to, I don't love to camp. I shouldn't say I love to camp. That wouldn't be honest, but like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like that prissy in that way.
Shopping, yeah, you're like, not at all. You're like very laid back and very chill. That was the first thing that Macy said too. She's like, she's so cool.
Oh my God. You guys are like so nice.
You're like, wait, like, let's keep talking about me.
I'm like not used to this. Like, this is my first podcast, like my first time really being interviewed. So I like can't remember the last time I was interviewed for anything, like a job probably.
Yeah. But now she's a TikTok star, so no need for that. Okay, we have a lot to talk about today because Amanda is actually in the process of experiencing her engagement, which is kind of like a prolonged season now because she has planned the entire thing. And I think it's incredibly important to plan your engagement. Normalize planning your engagement because you could end up with a really ugly one and a really ugly ring. And what I love about you is that you really just like took the reins and you said, nope, this is what we're doing. And I just want to hear more about that.
So here's the thing. I always knew I was going to be the type of girl that like didn't want to be surprised at my proposal. Like, I always knew that about myself. I think even pre-dating Max, like, I have just always been a planner, type A girly, like to my core. Like, yes, I'm very chill as we talked about. But one thing about me is like, I will always have a plan and I want to know what's up. And I'm like not the type of person that's going to like thrive at a surprise birthday party, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, my face will always like be the wrong face, like if I'm surprised, and I've known that about myself. And I'm like, therefore, I must plan my own proposal. Also, talking about rings, and we can like get into that later if you want to. You have to wear this thing for every single day of your life, like literally the rest of time, potentially. Like, I want to know like what the fuck that ring is going to look like. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what if it's ugly? Like, my face is, you like get down on a knee and open the box and there's the ring right in front of me. What if it's
ugly.
So ugly. Like, what if it's like, I hate heart-shaped diamonds. Sorry to drag them. If you have one, like, don't hate me. We all have different opinions. What if it was like a heart-shaped diamond? Like, I would literally start crying on the spot. And the photographer would not know what to do. It would be so bad. It would be so bad.
Photoshop the entire thing.
I can't imagine anything worse, honestly. So yeah, I always knew I was going to be that type of girl. I told Max like way long time ago, before I even knew that I was going to be getting engaged this year, like probably over a year ago, that whenever he was ready to propose, like, let me know that you're ready to propose. And then me and you can talk about it and we'll go from there, because I want to have a window of time where I can be like prepping and getting ready and knowing it could be happening like any minute. Mm-hmm. And so whenever, I don't know, we've been talking about marriage for a long time now, but whenever he told me like, I'm ready to propose.
So like, how did that come up? Like, give us how?
There's like a long story and a short story I could give you. Like, about a year ago or a little over a year ago, we were in New York for my birthday. And I, at the time, was living in an apartment with two roommates. And we had talked about like possibly re-signing our lease. And I knew like at that time, I needed to make a decision because Max and I had been dating for like 4 years. I knew he was the person I wanted to be with. And
I knew it was like kind of my vibe.
Yeah. like, no, I thought I would always end up with someone like him. No, like I knew he was the one. And we had talked about how we'd wanted to get married. And like, we just talked about marriage, like mostly drunk conversations, I feel like, at that point. But then when we were on that trip, we were at a dinner and I was like, look, I need to make a decision about re-signing this lease. And I'm either going to like re-sign with my friends and live there a whole nother year, or me and you can move in together because I want to move in with you. And he agreed. He was like, I want to move in with you too. But I was like, here's the thing. I don't want to move in with you unless I know you're like planning to put a ring on it and you're going to propose like this summer or something like that. And yes. He at the time was like, whoa, I need a lot more time than that to like save up money for a ring, especially like if we're going to move in together. And this is like way before we even talked about like house hunting and all of that stuff. Like, this was strictly just going to be like me and him split a one bedroom apartment or something potentially. But that was kind of like the first real conversation I remember having about it. And then also he kind of like, you know, gave me a little reality check on timeline of things like, this is going to take a lot longer, I think, than you think if you really want the type of ring you want. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, I'll wait. I would rather get what I want. So that was our first initial conversation. And then, oh my gosh, there were so many conversations after that. But that's how it first like came up. I brought it up. I'm the initiator for sure.
Maidenform is a brand you can trust because they basically have been around for such a long time. Like they've been around since the very first bras, okay? Get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you have ever seen. M is a collection from Maidenform, a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. You really have to feel it to believe it. This fabric is just buttery soft, and it just feels so much more expensive than it is. It's great style that won't break the bank. I love them because, you know, when you're wearing a bra and it's like showing under your clothes and that's just like not the vibe you're going for, like you want it to look seamless and like you're like literally not even wearing a bra basically. And that's how I feel in my Maidenform bra. It's just so comfortable and there's not like uncomfortable like underwear, but it's still flattering and it's still like holding my boobs up. Like I just really love their stuff. So they have on-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in incredible colors. M can be worn as innerwear or outerwear, style to your taste, create looks that serve for all or none to see. You never know. They've also got some really good bodysuits. Like I loved this black bodysuit from them. My bra is literally the most comfortable thing in the entire world. Like I could sleep in it. That is how you know. One thing about me is that my sleeping experience is going to be the best of the best, okay? And I'm not going to say something I don't mean, and I will actually sleep in that bra, which means something because that's not standard, you know? So y'all can visit maidenform.com and use code HOUSEGUEST20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That is maidenform.com, M-A-I-D-E-N-F-O-R-M.com, and use code HOUSEGUEST20 for 20% off your first order. Again, that is maidenform.com. Use code HOUSEGUEST20 for 20% off your first order.
I'm actually very similar to you in that, like, I'm a planner. I like to have, like, I'm always the one who throws other people's surprise parties. I don't necessarily want a surprise party because, like, I just think about, like, no offense, but, like, thinking of, like, a lot of bridal showers that are, like, just, like, the lettering and stuff on things, or, like, on bachelorettes. It's so ugly and it literally makes me, like, something about it. I'm like, oh.
No, Kenzie, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I was literally, like, how do I plan my own bridal shower without being a bitch? Like, I was literally like thinking about it because I know I'm going to go to my mom, and God bless my mom. She's the best person in the world, but she's like not a planner at all. Uh-huh. And I'm just thinking about, I'm like, Mom, like if you try to throw me a shower, like what if it's not what I want? Like, yes. I am so control freak. And I think also I've learned that I need to learn to release a lot of that control. I can't say I've actually done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, self-awareness is the first step. But yeah, when it comes to like wedding stuff and like bridal showers, bachelorette, all mm-hmm. that stuff, I feel like I'm going to be a total bridezilla because of the control. I've warned everybody. I'm like, look, you guys know I like to plan and I don't do well when I don't know what's going on. But
mine is more, I'm just concerned that I'm going to get like the ugly
signs. Mine's like that, you know, too. What it's I mean? Rooted like, in the aesthetic.
Yes.
Like, I know everyone has good intentions and like it's probably going to be a fine time and the food's going to taste great and like whatever.
We'll have fun, I'm sure.
But yes, like, exactly.
Maybe what you should do, because I'll also probably fully like plan my own stuff. Like I will be so like, this is exactly what I want. I don't think, because my cousin and I are very similar. She's getting married like literally like less than 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. And she's been like very chill and not a bridezilla at all. And I don't think I will be a bridezilla because I'm not, I don't know. I mean, like I could be speaking too early. I'm like not even dating, but like, I don't think that I will be, but I do think that I'm going to be really uptight about the vibe. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about when it's like the ugly bachelorette stuff?
Oh my God, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like that chalkboard with that weird font and it's like, welcome to so and oh my gosh, I'm literally a bitch. I'm so sorry. Like someone's probably just is listening to this and has just thrown someone a bridal shower with a chalkboard. But
it's just not the vibe.
No, I know.
That I want.
I know. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Like, I really do. I was really just thinking about this. And it's hard. And I think that's what I meant by Bridezilla, by the way. Like, I'm not going to be, like, getting mad at people for, like...
You're not going to be, like, screaming at people.
Yeah, like, he can't be your plus one. Like, blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that. Like, I feel like I don't care about as much. It's more the vibes.
How do you feel about plus ones at a wedding?
I think it really depends on, like, what type of wedding you have. Like, if it's a destination wedding or if you're getting married in your hometown, first of all. Because I think if it's a destination wedding, you need to be a little bit more relaxed around plus ones because you have to think about people, like, probably not wanting to travel by themselves. I always take that into account. Not that I've ever planned a wedding before or ever been a bridesmaid. So take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt. But I think those circumstances are a little bit harder to not give people plus ones because they have to travel by themselves and potentially, like, not even get the opportunity to split a hotel room with someone and you're, like, asking them to pay for a hotel room. I think, like, if you're engaged or married, like, obviously you get a plus one. But I am actually the team of, like, if you're just dating someone and you're not super good friends with the bride or groom, I don't think you need to get that person a plus one.
I agree.
Like, what if they break up in 2 months and then they're in, like, a ton of photos at your wedding and it's just, like, weird? You know what I mean? Especially, like, if they're a new relationship, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, like, I think it's really nice to give people plus ones, but ultimately it's your wedding and you're paying probably hundreds of dollars to have this person have a seat at the table and, like, feed them for the night. So it's really up to you and what you want to do.
I just don't want random people at my wedding that I don't know.
I don't either.
Like, I'm not clicky, but I'm very, like, I love my circle of friends. And, like, I'm like, I'm not clicky, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want random people at my wedding. I don't know. Again, like, I'm not even dating, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't want to look around the room and, like, see people and be like, who is that?
Yes.
Like, that's, and you know what the worst feeling is? It's like, I've been that person at another wedding. Yeah, and I'm like, I know that they, like, don't even know my name. Like, I shouldn't be here. Fully, I should not. But
they gave the plus one.
No, they did. And that's just, I mean, some people probably don't care as much about that. I personally, yes, I would love to, like, have a more intimate wedding and really be able to just be surrounded by people that I know and love and it not feel random.
I think, I don't know. Because, like, the way I view it is, like, a wedding is almost, like, a very vulnerable thing.
Oh, I agree.
And to have people that I don't know there makes me really uncomfortable.
No, I agree. I think it is vulnerable, especially, like, all the speeches and things that people share about you. Like, it feels super intimate and just, like, not embarrassing by any means, but it's, like
kind of.
No, kind of. Yeah, kind of. I think especially when you share your life on social media too, it's probably, like, you're thinking about, like, somebody hearing this and then, like, sharing it with other people and just, like, things that maybe you didn't want out there. I don't know. Not that your wedding is this big, like, expose or something of your life.
But, like, you want to be able to keep certain things private probably.
Yeah, for sure. I would think so.
You know?
I don't know.
Okay, so you guys have these conversations.
Yes, sorry.
And then you're back, like, we know that this is happening.
We know this is happening. We're going to move in together first, but we're planning on getting engaged. Like, I'm just giving Max time to, like, save up his money and get his ducks in a row. And then right before Thanksgiving, and this was so funny because we went to Cabo for Thanksgiving.
Oh, by the way, I'm so glad you brought this up. I have a lot to say on this. Okay.
So we went to Cabo for Thanksgiving. And right before we leave for this Cabo trip, Max tells me that he has talked to a jeweler about getting a ring made and that he made an appointment for when we get back from this vacation for us to go and look at diamonds. And I'm like, oh my gosh, perfect. I'm ecstatic. I just am over the moon because it's the moment I've been waiting for. We go to the beach and my mom is like, we're getting family photos done on the beach and the dress code is all white. Like, I'm going to be in all white, your sister, your dad, whatever. We're having a photographer come out. The boys aren't in the pictures because my sister was bringing her boyfriend on this vacation too. And so I am telling people on social media, like, oh, I need an all white beach outfit for this trip. We're having a photographer come. We're doing family photos on the beach. It's going to be our Christmas card. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, this is, like, a pretty normal thing for my family. I think maybe we've done this, like, 2 or 3 times in the past. So I wasn't, like, surprised when my mom told me this. And I was not thinking anything because also Max was like, we're going after Thanksgiving to meet with this jeweler. Everyone on TikTok's like, you're getting engaged. You're getting engaged.
Yeah, including me. Like, I see this. She's filming Get Ready With Me in Cabo, being like, I'm with my family. I'm wearing all white. A photographer's coming. And we're all, like, Macy and I are sitting. I'm like, Amanda's getting engaged. Like, she's literally getting engaged. And I thought that you knew you were getting engaged and that's why you were filming that.
Oh, no. I literally was just like, get ready with me for family photos in Cabo. And poor Max, I feel so bad for him. So many people were texting him like, oh my God, you're totally proposing. Like, congratulations. Like, what does the ring look like? Like, so excited for you guys. Are you proposing tonight? Like, literally his parents were like, are you proposing to Amanda? And we like didn't know about it. And I'm also thinking, what do my parents think? Like, he totally has not asked my parents for permission to propose. And then I kind of thought I was getting engaged for like a hot second. Like, when I say hot second, I mean like 5 seconds. Literally, I was getting ready and I was like, maybe I am getting engaged. But then I just went and asked Max and he's like, no, like, I'm so sorry, but I'm literally not proposing to you. And I was like, but isn't this what you would say if you were proposing to me? Yeah. And he was like, no, like, I'm not proposing to you. Like, we have that appointment when we get back.
And also the appointment would be a good way to throw you off too.
Yeah. So I thought about that too. I was like, maybe he already has the ring, but I was also kind of freaking out because remember
what if he got you a hard diamond?
Yeah. What if I got a hard diamond?
That's scary.
What if I got like a heart diamond?
I need to Google what that even is. I know, fun fact about me, I know, I've never actually, until like this conversation, I've never really thought about my wedding or especially a wedding ring. Like, I don't know
before
cuts or any of that. I just don't know it.
Oh, here's a funny story. So when
it's literally a heart.
Yeah, I hate it. It's like awful.
Okay, yeah, that's not my vibe.
Sorry. But sorry if you have a hard time.
I'm sure it's like someone else's vibe and we love that for you.
Yeah, we do love that for you, but it's not my vibe. Anyways, so he doesn't propose, obviously. And it's so funny you bring up like, I've never even looked at engagement rings. I, even though I'm such a planner, was the same way. Like, I had never tried on an engagement ring. When we got to this appointment to look at diamonds, and I didn't know this, but if you like create a ring with a jeweler, they don't have actual rings there a lot of the time for you to try on. So you're like looking at like diamond clarity, like carat size, like the impurities in the diamonds. There's all of these like ratings and like a whole rating system, like J, K, L, all this stuff on like how yellow the diamonds get and like the less or the more yellow they are, the less expensive they are, basically. Okay. I mean, huge learning curve. I knew nothing about this. And this is like if you don't go the retail route of like going to Tiffany's and buying a diamond. And I think a lot of people use jewelers nowadays because it's more affordable to like create a ring actually than it is to go buy it retail. Didn't know about that either. But anyways, so when we showed up to that appointment, I had never even tried on an engagement ring. And he was like wanting me to make decisions. And I was like, oh, I thought you would have rings here for me to try on. So embarrassing. I literally looked like I knew nothing. And he was like, no, no, no. Like, you guys need to go to Tiffany's or like go to a jewelry store and try on rings. And you need to figure out, like, do you like emerald? Do you like pear? Do you want like a square, an oval? Like, oh my God, there's so many different options. So the first meeting was like not very fruitful. And then we left and we went to the retail store and like tried on all these different rings.
See, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, no. And that was like a few weeks of learning. Like, I did not know what I wanted for so long. And I also kind of like hated everything. I remember we went to Tiffany's at the Galleria, which is the worst mall ever. No, I'm
like,
sorry.
The Galleria sucks so bad. And it's just so interesting because 20 years ago, the Galleria was like it. And now, and you know what? I'm so glad American Girl left that place because that was the only reason I was going back.
Wait, they left?
Yeah, they're at Park Lane. It's so much nicer now.
Is that new?
Yeah, it just opened recently.
Okay.
I bring my niece there like frequently. Like,
Oh, yeah. I've seen you do that before.
And also, like, I just love American Girl. Like, I grew up on that. Like,
I was growing up. Like, loved, love, 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 love. My first doll was Marisol. She was Girl of the Year 2005. Anyways, that was my first doll. But yeah, so don't ever go to that Tiffany's. No offense. Love Tiffany's. But like, go to the one in North Park or something because we went on the weekend and it was during Christmas or like right after Thanksgiving. Between
crazy.
Thanksgiving and Christmas when everyone's holiday shopping and it was like the worst vibes. I remember I was like in the worst mood trying on all those rings, which is something I should not be in a bad mood for, but I just like didn't like anything they had for whatever reason. And I just remember feeling like everything was so expensive too for like what you get. Like, you just don't even realize, like, looking at diamonds, you're like, that little rock.
Yeah, like wow. What was the most expensive ring there?
One of the rings that I tried on was like $62,000 or something like that. Like, my hand was shaking, like having it on. Like, I was like, like, and the guy fully thought we were like serious buyers too, but I was like just going to get inspo. And of course, the one I pick out, like out of the case, I'm like, I like that one. They're like, okay, perfect. This is $60,000. I'm like, okay. Max is like, holy shit, what have I gotten myself into? But they're actually like marked up so much because I remember showing the jeweler a picture of that ring and him being like, no, this ring, like if I were to create it, would have been like $20,000 or something. Oh, like, wow. That. So it's like 3x the price.
Wow.
to go retail for some things. Apparently he said he was like, oh, I bet I could have done something like that for less than 20. But I don't know.
What are things that you really didn't want in your engagement? Like, what were your rules?
I never want to get engaged in a restaurant. I mean, like, I'm not engaged yet. So Max, like, if you're listening, if I'm not engaged by the time this comes out, don't propose at like an Italian restaurant or something. Like, that's like my worst nightmare. Like the whole restaurant
looks at
turning
you.
Around and looking at me. Like, to me, like what happens in Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Like whenever she thinks she's going to get engaged.
Yeah.
Like that type of restaurant, I would never want to get proposed to in that restaurant. That's like my worst nightmare one. I'm trying to think if there's like...
You want it in private and public.
Oh, I'm not like super picky about like if my family's there or not there, but I would never want it to be in a completely public setting. Like I would never want to get proposed to at like Christie's or like Stan's or like a bar.
Can you
something.
Imagine getting proposed to at Stan's?
No, I would cry. That is something I would cry. Like I hate Stan's with a burning passion. Like I'm very public about that. I will drag Stan's
all day.
Why
do you hate Stan's? Because I have beef with them too.
The fluorescent lighting, number one, everything about your bar when I walk into it, I cannot order a mixed drink that doesn't taste like hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. The men there are so mid, incredibly
it's
mid.
It's so funny because you see all those TikToks where they're like meeting guys in Dallas and the number one bar is like always Stan's.
I'm like, who's making these videos? I need to have a word with you.
I've seen them.
Because the last time I was there, I saw like people I went to high school with that were like 4 or 5 years younger than me. And I'm pretty sure they're not even 21. So, which they wouldn't be. And I was like, what are you doing here? Yeah, no. Stan's worst vibes ever. Worst vibes.
See, I don't hate it as aggressively, but I'm not like a fan of it. My friends are in their like Stan's phase right now and I'm just not really going out. So.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. Also, like the fact that there's those tables like in the back where you can just like sit down. Like, I don't want to sit down. Like, if I'm going out to the bars, like, I want to dance. I want to like have a good time. I don't need like a full on club.
Yeah.
But I don't want a vibe that encourages me to just like sit all night long and never move and not like prompt conversation with different people.
Yes, I agree. Okay. So y'all have the conversation. You go ring shopping. What's next?
We go ring shopping. We go back to the jeweler. So we have a second meeting with the jeweler. I give him more like direction, if you will. This is so crazy. I haven't ever talked about this yet, like on any of my social media. So I'm curious to see like when I actually get engaged because maybe y'all have seen the ring. Maybe you haven't. I don't know my exact ring. Like I have not seen the final product because after the second meeting with the jeweler, or maybe it was the third, just twice. But Max, I know, went back one time without me and like finalized everything. And like, I wasn't there when he got the ring. I don't even know if he's picked up the ring yet. Like if it's finished, like I'm out of the loop fully on that. But I had a heavy, heavy influence on like what the final product is going to be. I think, I mean, let's see what it turns out like. I don't know. But according to Max, he is recreating exactly what I wanted to the best of his ability. So that was the plan with that. And then after that, he just kind of told me, like, I'm ready to propose and this is your window of time.
Did you ask to get a window of time?
Yes.
Okay. So that is so smart. So can you elaborate on this?
Okay. So it's funny. Me and my college roommates would always talk about engagements and weddings. Like it was literally our favorite topic. I don't know why, but we're just like, it's so fun to talk about. And they're like, okay, would you rather have, you know, your wedding in Cabo with like XYZ people and your bridesmaids wear these types of dresses? Or would you rather get married in the south of France? Like we would just like play fun really games relatable. With it or whatever. And they're like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, we got so wild. They're like, okay, would you rather get married on like Drake's yacht? Or no, it was just all fun. And I remember like one of the times we were just, you know, messing around. Someone was like, would you rather be like completely surprised, you know, have no idea when your engagement is? Or would you rather know like a window of time, like maybe, you know, like it's sometime in the next 2 months or whatever, or maybe, you know, would you rather know like the exact day, exact time it's happening? And I was like, oh, I never even thought about knowing a window of time. And then I just kind of remembered that ever since then. And I told Max, like, you know, going back to when we were on our New York trip, like finally talking about moving in together and all that stuff, like, when you are ready to propose, like, let me know because I want to have like 2 or 3 months notice. I don't even know if I said exactly 2 or 3 months, but that's what he ended up giving me. And in February, he told me No, not February. January. Wait. Yeah, January. Like, we had already met with the jeweler and everything. Your window of time is going to be March 1st through May 31st. And then, I don't know. The rest is history. I started getting my nails done every 2 weeks because I was like, holy shit. I need to have a manicure at all times because, oh, worst fear, going back to that question, getting engaged and like having neon blue grown out acrylics or something like that. Like,
there would be no fear.
And then the photographer's like there and she's taking pictures of your hands. And these are just like the photos you have forever for the rest of your life.
You know what I'm going to have to watch out for?
What?
Like spray tan hands. Like I always have them. And I'm
I'm going to
be getting professionally sprayed.
No, yeah.
I'm going to take that from you, by the way, though. Like when I am getting engaged, I'm going to ask for a time window.
Oh, no, you should. I think it's alleviated so much pressure. Like, honestly, I'm just kind of always on the ball. And now I've even like ordered an outfit. I'm like planning exactly what I want to look like. I went and got a haircut. I've been getting my brows laminated, brows tinted, like nails done every 2 weeks. Like I know when Friday rolls around, I need to be like ready to go. I got a spray tan a few weekends ago because I was like, oh, I think it's this weekend. And now I kind of am tempted to get one this week before Easter, but I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Let's talk about the outfit because this is the best part. So Amanda has this really stunning, perfect outfit that she wants to wear when she gets proposed to. So she said that she's just going to wear it every single weekend until she gets proposed to. But I heard earlier you said you took it to the tailor. Like, will it be back by Friday?
Oh, yes. Okay. It will be back by Friday. Yeah. So I ordered this outfit. It's baby blue colored. I really didn't want to wear white because I feel like everybody wears white and I'm just like allergic to doing what everyone else is doing for whatever reason. I like, I don't know. I have an Aquarius moon and it really gets the best of me sometimes.
Even if it's like secretly what you want to do, but just because other people, everyone else is doing it. Like it just
no, I like have to be different. I'm like, oh my gosh, someone might think I'm basic. Like even though I am like arguably so incredibly basic. So I don't know like what is up with that. There's just like specific things where I have like an intense fear of being very basic. This is one of them. So I decided I was going to wear blue, not white. And I was scrolling on Pinterest, like saw this outfit on Pinterest. I believe Sophia Richie Grange was the one wearing it.
That is so fitting for you.
Yeah. So sold my left toe to buy it basically because Sophia Richie Grange was wearing it.
I took out a loan.
Literally.
I got approved by the bank and here we are.
Yeah, no, for an outfit. But honestly, no, you know what I did is I didn't go to the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dallas this year and I stayed home and sold like half my closet one day and started a closet Instagram because I was like, I'm going to have to fund this wedding wardrobe and I have all these clothes that I don't wear and I know when I'm engaged and like planning a wedding, there's going to be 1,002 outfits I need. I'm just going to like start a closet page and take all of the earnings from this and put it towards my bridal era. So that's actually what I did do. But anyways, bought this outfit, tried it on. Of course, it came from like a random place in France and the top and the bottom were the same size and the top is too small and the pants are too big. Perfect. So I was like, yeah, perfect. I was like, okay, I thought these were both the same size, but whatever. So I took the pants to the tailor yesterday and had them like rushed so that they're ready by Friday.
And what are you doing about the top?
Oh, it's not refundable. I know.
But it's like it looked fine when you wore it though.
It's a little bit tight on the arms right here. And when I was trying it on, I didn't try it on with a bra. And like when I wear a regular like padded bra with it, it's a little bit snug in the chest. So I think I'm just maybe going to go braless. I don't think you could really tell. I haven't put it back on since I tried it on that day because I'm a little bit stressed about it. And I honestly thought it was going to be returnable. And then yesterday I figured out that it's non-refundable. So I emailed them and I was like, please, can I just do an exchange? Like I wasn't even planning on returning this. I just need that next size up, but they haven't responded.
Well, updates to come.
Yeah.
So you're literally just going to wear, are you wearing it like Friday and Saturday?
So this weekend, I'm wearing it not Friday night because we're not doing anything. Like my sister's coming into town, like lands at 9 p.m. Like I don't think anything's happening. Saturday, I'm going to wear it. And I'm going to Fort Worth to see Max's family and they all follow me on TikTok. So I 100% know they are going to know what's up when I show up in that outfit. I'm like honestly embarrassed to do it because now just everybody knows.
No, like I understand that well. But it's so funny because it's like everywhere you go, you think you're getting proposed for months.
And no, my mom was like, oh my gosh, like Amanda, this is just so ridiculous or something. She commented on the post and then of course put Dash, love mom. Like mom, I knew it was coming from you. You like commented on my TikTok. Your username's Michelle DeWitt. Like no, I knew it was
maybe
you.
Maybe she just wanted everyone else to know.
No, I think maybe that was actually it. That's so funny. Yeah. And then I'll also be wearing it for Easter Sunday.
Okay, good. So you're really, here's the thing. You're going to get your money out of that outfit.
Oh, yeah. No, like the cost per wear is going to make sense. Like totally. The girl math is mathing 100%. Like I will be wearing it every single weekend until I get engaged.
And then you have to get it framed.
Yeah. No, you know? I was literally thinking like I need to archive this somehow. Like I want to save it forever. And it's going to be so iconic when I finally get proposed to in this outfit. And maybe it'll happen the first day I wear it. Like, who knows? Then the girl math would not be mathing. But I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a few weeks. I don't know why I feel that way. But I just, it's either this weekend or it's in a few weeks. Because I have two friends' birthdays the following weekend. And I don't think he would propose on someone else's birthday.
So there you go. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really exciting.
And then we'll have to have you back on to talk about wedding planning and wedding rules.
So that's going to be like a whole different, we're going to have to do a deep dive on that for sure.
You had such a nice, like Amanda's rules for planning your proposal. Like, you know, like you have such a nice strategy down now.
I think like also the key here is like maintaining some element. I need to say this, maintaining some element of surprise also, because the groom, like you don't want to spoil it for them, the groom, your fiance, your boyfriend, whoever. Like one thing about Max is like he was so down for me having a say in things and like having this time period and like going to the jeweler appointments and all of that stuff. But I also like I really don't know what day it is. I don't know where it is. I don't know like what time it's at or who's going to be there. Like there still is a lot of surprise. And like it's not like I was there when he like went and paid for the ring or like, you know, any of that stuff. I don't know what the final product looks like. I don't want to take away their moment too, because I feel like a lot of guys would never say this, but they are sensitive about it. Like yes. A lot of my friends that I've talked to, like they're like, my, you know, husband would have never like let me see the ring before or like, you know, let me have a window of time. Like it was really important to him that it was a surprise. So I would say like definitely, you know, talk with your significant other and make sure they're okay with you like, you know, having some say in things. But then again, it is 2024. So I'm like, come on. Like, I feel like it could be a mutual thing.
Mix. Like, you have it to where everyone's happy in the situation. But the things that would stress you out, such as like nails, yes, ready, outfit, all of that, like, which is what like personally would stress me out. Like, you have that covered. So then everything else is just like fun and like, we'll see.
No, and I think like that's so understandable. Like, I don't want to like randomly go decide to get like lip filler for the first time or something and then come home and like it's my engagement. Like guys don't even think about the amount of things that girls do just from an upkeep standpoint and the amount of days of the week that I actually look crazy and not pretty in order to look pretty like 2 of the 7 days. So it's like the self-tanner, the face mask, the nails, like all of that stuff. I mean, especially with how proposals are these days, like there's usually a photographer, there's, you know, you're FaceTiming all your friends. Everything's for social media these days. Mm-hmm. I feel like you just don't want to look wretched.
What are your thoughts on bachelorettes, like bachelorette culture?
I go back and forth. I think I can only speak to like what I would do personally. And right now I am really like curious about having a destination wedding. I don't know if that's something that's going to for sure end up happening. Like watch me say this and then I literally get married in Dallas. But I think that if I have a destination wedding, I don't think I will do a bachelorette. Or if I do it, I think I will do it in like Austin or in Texas or something, so that I'm not asking people to buy a plane ticket 2 times. Because I do think they've gotten a little bit out of hand. I know it's really stressful for a lot of people. And I know it's caused a lot of tension on friendships, like just from like a financial standpoint and also like a time standpoint. You're asking people to travel for you. Like a lot of them have like themed nights now. Like you have to have certain outfits. You have to buy all of this, like, you know, like the whole like lingerie thing. I don't know if you've like heard about all that. You like, there's so many things like hotel rooms, flights, all of that stuff. I would rather have people come to my wedding. And it's like, if I'm asking them to travel for my wedding, I can't imagine asking them to travel for my bachelorette. But also at the same time, I think you have to like know your group of friends and read the room. Like if you're 35 years old and getting married, I think it's a lot different than being 25 years old and getting married. Like usually your friends financially are in a different position than they are when they're in their 20s. So it's like very individual and very personal in that way. But I think like just keeping in mind that even though this is like the biggest day of your life and like the biggest event to happen to you, it's just not the reality for everybody else. And like, you need to be aware of that is my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I do think a lot of it has gotten like really out of hand and is really crazy. But also I feel for the people who like are like the last of their friends to get married. And then they've gone to everyone else's bachelorette and they've done all of it. And then all of a sudden people are deciding it's crazy and like not into it. And then like I've just seen so many people who are like mid-30s getting married and they get screwed with their bachelorettes because then people have like families and you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
it really I never even thought about that, honestly. Like, I will say, I think I feel very lucky in a lot of ways because I am so young. A lot of my friends have been very excited about this. And I feel like people are really, you know, tuned in and like wanting to know the details. And I do think it would be a different story if I was 10 years older or even 5 years older, you know, when you just have so many more friends that have gotten married. Like, I'm probably going to be getting married without ever having been a bridesmaid because like all of my friends are single or like newly dating. Like, I'm definitely the anomaly in my friend group. Yeah. Like, I'm not surrounded by a ton of people that have gone through this before, but I do see what you're saying. I also think like at the end of the day, like if you're going to have a bachelorette, you just have to know that like, it's like, I don't know the best way to phrase this, but it's still like for you in a way. And it's like, if your friends don't want to come, like you just need to respect their decision and move on type of deal too.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do the big bachelorette and like spend $1 million in Vegas. Like, if that's what you want to do, you should do it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but just don't be surprised when like not everybody else wants to come to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think also like I just hear all the time all of these girls who like regret saying yes to being in someone's wedding. And for me personally, I think if I have any sort of like apprehension or something, I'm just going to say no from the start. Because I've seen it happen so many times and then they don't even end up staying friends. So I feel like I'm going to be like really particular about what weddings I'm even in. Because I also like think about when you're in like, okay, like you're in like a bridal party or whatever. And like half of the people don't even want to be there like that. I don't want to like be that person, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think it totally ruins the vibes.
Yes.
And I would agree with that. I think that's really anything in life. Like look at your, you know, 2024 or whatever. Are you having a baby right now? Are you getting married yourself? Are you moving? Did you get a new job? Like whatever, all these excuses that people say like, oh, I'm a bridesmaid, but the bride didn't even take into consideration when she asked me to be a bridesmaid that I have like a 1-year-old or all of this stuff. It's like, well, why'd you say yes? Like, yeah, she asked you, but also you're the one who agreed to do that. You signed up for it just as much as, you know, whatever I'm trying to say, like you agreed. So you need to like follow through with your commitment. I so agree with that. I think that's a great way to not put it on the bride also, because I think the brides take a lot of flack of like,
but I'm like, you said yes.
You said yes. Like you agreed. No, that's so valid. Yeah. I agree. I think like say yes to things that you can, you know, genuinely follow through with, like you would anything else in life. Like you're not going to take a job if you don't think you can commit to it and show up and do the responsibilities.
And being a bridesmaid is a lot of work.
It's like a job. It's like a full-time like job.
Yeah. And like, I think about Macy. She went to TCU. So everyone, and some of these aren't even
Macy's TCU. A professional bridesmaid.
She's a professional bridesmaid right now, but she's in 5 weddings this year. So that's 5. And a lot of them are destination. So like that's 10 weekends because it's bachelorette and not even counting bridal shower actually. So it's bachelorette wedding and then also bridal shower. It's like she's literally always at a wedding or something. And she wants to be in all of those. Like it's not whatever, but I'm just thinking like seeing how much time it takes up from her. I'm like, I just am going to be like so specific.
No, I have like anxiety from her professional bridesmaid schedule.
Yes,
like
same.
I am not the type of person that would be mentally stable being in 5 weddings and going to 5 bachelorettes.
Yep.
But some people like thrive on that. There's people that absolutely love being bridesmaids. Like I think I will love it for specific people in my life and really go hard for them and like genuinely look forward to planning all of that stuff so much. But I agree with you. I'm not going to be the type of person that just says yes to like just anyone. Like I am more, you know,
I like reserve your energy.
Yeah, I reserve my energy and time more than a lot of people, I think. So I will be very intentional with who I say yes to.
Yeah. And I think that's what you have to do. It's not always the bride's fault. Like,
no, it's not.
Yeah.
But would you be offended as the bride if someone said no to you? That's another thing. Like that could cause a lot of tension in your relationship.
Because I'm someone that will say no, not necessarily. I would be, it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Like if it would, and also that's another thing that I stress out about is that like I genuinely have like a lot of very, very close friends because it's like I lived in LA, then I have my YouTube friend group, then I have my friends from home, and then I have my friends, like I have like really close friends all over the board, and then I have like my sister and my cousin. And like, so like thinking about like creating my bridal shower, like, or my bridal party, like gives me actual anxiety because I'm like, people will be upset. Like I can't have everyone. So I don't think that anyone I would ask would say no because it's like weird. Like it would be really shocking if they did. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, I would be if it, but it's because it's like the closest of the closest. But yeah, no, I don't know. It depends on who it is.
I have a friend getting married who has 17 bridesmaids. And that's like what I think about. Like also Max, like I don't know what I get so stressed about bridesmaids too, because like Max, like he has a stepsister and two half sisters. And then I have a sister. So that's four bridesmaids just there, just counting sisters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like how am I ever gonna pick friends on top of that? Part of me is like, I heard Morgan Stewart say one time that bridesmaids were out.
Yeah.
And I was like, part of me just is like, let's just not do bridesmaids. And like, we'll then maybe do the bachelorette trip and it'll just be all my friends and we're going to have like an amazing time together. And I don't even know, like a lot of people do like a house party. I don't even know really the difference between having a wedding party and a house party at this point. Like what does house party get to do that wedding party doesn't do? I don't know.
I think house party is like an extension. Like you were like,
yeah.
I think it's like the JV to the varsity.
That's almost a great way to you know
it. But like that
what
sounds,
do they do?
I think that they don't do anything, but they're just with you maybe day of, which honestly sounds better on their end.
Yeah, like I'm so down to have like all my friends getting ready with me, whatever. Yeah. It's just like giving certain people specific titles stresses me out because I don't want anyone to feel left out or that like they didn't earn, you know, the bridesmaid title or the maid of honor title or all this stuff. Like it's just stressful. It's stressful.
It's really stressful. Okay, well, we could talk about this literally forever. We will be talking about your wedding rules after this.
Oh, yeah.
We get closer to that. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can they find you?
So, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And you guys can find me on Instagram and TikTok. I'm at It's Amanda DeWitt on both of those platforms. And then I also have a podcast. If you want to listen, I co-host it with one of my best friends. It's called Spritz O'Clock. And that's at Spritz O'Clock Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Kenzie.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kenzie Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kenzie the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.